I'm Shan Rose. This is Straight From Rose, your front row seat to government, community, and all the in-between tea. Served, informed, not messy. So when it hits your timeline, you say it loud with your chest. You heard it straight from Rose. Thank you for tuning in on another episode of Straight From Rose podcast. It has been a pleasure to continue to grow with you, educate you, and for me, more importantly, hear from you. I would say things are changing. The world is changing around us. And as we evolve, I want us to evolve together. Our community has so many events, has so many activities. And one of the things that I would love to figure out, and you know, want somebody out there listening to reach out to me and let me know, how do we streamline so many activities and events that we're having in our community to maximize attendance? There are some great things happening in and around our community, from housing workshops to estate planning workshops. And I find that, you know, I'd say some of my Saturdays are spent event hopping, so to speak, where I pop in and I, you know, I go from event to event, whether I'm sponsoring the event or just showing my support. And, you know, I'll go to a room where we're having a housing workshop and we've got 30 people sitting there spending a whole Saturday talking about, you know, hearing from different entities because they want to become homeowners. And then, you know, a couple streets down, we're having a health fair. And it's like, man, there's just so much going on in our community that, you know, want to figure out how to streamline. I want everyone to follow S-H-A-N-R-O-S-E, Shan Rose, on all social media platforms for things that are happening in and around the district. There's a lot of great activities happening. And, you know, my goal is to support the organizations that are hosting events, but also to really hear from the residents on what you guys need and make sure that your voices are heard as we create events and we create activities. Community feedback and input is how I lead the district and how I govern, how I policy make, how I create opportunities. You know, when I ran in 2021, one of the things that I was really honed in on is the city of Orlando's lack of middle school programming. And when people like, well, why? Well, when we think about middle school age, that's your turning point. In no matter what community you live in, whether you live in an affluent community, you live in, you know, low income community, we all want one thing, and that's a better quality of life. And so when I ran in 21, it was a stronghold for me that we had to figure out, how do we create spaces and opportunities for our middle school kids? Because our middle school youth need places and spaces. You know, recently I had Cass on the podcast, and one of the things that he said that stuck out was when he was talking to his son about his childhood, and the word that stuck out most was trauma and unpacking that trauma. And so in our communities, there's a lot of trauma going on, and middle school kids, I remember my middle school days. Sometimes I felt like I was the parent in the household, so to speak, only because my parent, my mom, my grandparents, they worked a 9-to-5, which means they didn't get home till 6. So, you know, when you think about your middle school childhood and then go back, you know, take a trip down memory lane. Your parents worked all day. You went to probably a before school program, or you got up, got dressed, and you took yourself to school. So for me, I rode the public bus. I rode 3 buses to go from Flatbush in Brooklyn to Canarsie. And for those wondering what that looks like and traveling, for locals, it's like taking a bus from Poinciana to Kissimmee, or I would say if you had to take a bus from the Florida Mall to downtown Orlando. It's a travel. It's a journey. You waking up early in the morning. So for me, I think about the times when I'd come home. What you do? You go home, you lock the door, you go inside, you don't answer the door for anyone, you don't go outside until your parents get home. It's really important to for me to create middle school programming. And I say, you know, that the impact and hearing the feedback, you know, I hear parents say all the time, well, we need more things for our kids. So intentional, you know, I first got elected in June 2024. I told staff, hey, we need to figure out middle school programming and we really need to hone in and create an opportunity for our middle school kids and a space for them so that they're not hanging out in the streets and they have somewhere that they can come. But I don't want to just be hang out. I want to be able to provide the resources, whether it's mental health, whether they need a meal, we provide activities, they need help with homework. And I'm proud to say, you know, shout out to the Family Parks and Recreation team. We created a middle school after school program. So it runs from 5:30 to 7:30 at the neighborhood centers. Right now, the neighborhood center is in Paramore and Mercy Drive. There's an opportunity for our middle school kids to come, hang out, eat, talk, congregate, you know, play games. But more importantly, it's a safe space, not hanging out on the streets. It's a safe space for you to get any additional help that you may need. But this is an example of, for me, I live in the community and understanding and seeing the needs, from seeing the kids hanging out to seeing the videos on social media of the kids fighting and creating that space and opportunity. So, like, that's where residents providing their concerns, working with me to figure out how do we change things in our community? How do we make it, for me, it's, you know, how do we create safer places. I recently had a episode and podcast about policy, and I briefly touched on it, didn't touch on exactly where and how those policies, next steps, and how that, you know, we talk a lot about how they created, but a piece that's important for everyone listening to know is, when your elected official meets for public meetings, whether it's a county commission, a city commission, state legislature and committee meetings, or it's Congress and committee meetings, this is where policies are voted on and decisions about your everyday life are made. From selecting the contractor who will put in new sidewalks on your street to the company who will cut the trees to the security companies that we use. That is your commission meetings, the committee meetings, the council meetings are where all decisions are made. What I have been intentionally doing is making sure I post when we're having our city council meetings so people can listen in. They are all streamed live on YouTube, and it's an opportunity for you to hear what we have and what we're doing. But I would encourage anyone listening to check out whatever your city is and Google the council agenda meetings or the county board commission meetings or your state legislator committee meetings. This is where policies, you know, a couple years ago, I remember when, and most people didn't pay it attention, but right now it is illegal for your car music to be playing and be heard 25 feet or more. Like, literally, it's an arrestable offense. Those are things that were discussed among state legislators, and they had committee meetings on it, and it passed committee meetings, and it got voted on, and it got approved, and then it got signed into law. So it's important that you know, I tell folks, it's hard for you to pay attention to every single policy, but I would say, you know, I always live in like the five area focus: housing, education, safety, and kind of like working through and staying committed to not just working through, but staying committed to those areas, showing up and really paying attention to the things that matter in that area. So it's hard for you to say like, oh my gosh, you are focusing on safety and gun violence. And then you're like, oh, but I also want to pay attention to swimming and swim lessons. So I would say to make life not as congested, pick areas on ways to focus in and hone in. So if your thing is, you know, crime and safety, et cetera, you know exactly what committee meetings are had. You know exactly what, you know, you can reach out to your local government and you can say, this is what you should be doing. This is how you get involved and this is how you stay engaged, because you will lose yourself. You will find yourself, and I'm going to be honest, you will find yourself literally and physically going crazy if you try to keep up with every single area. Get a group of friends and you focus. You focus in on, you know, okay, hey, you do the education and you focus in on all things education. I'll focus on all things housing. You have another group that focuses on all things safety. And then, you know, you continue to be able to really build your community, really see change collectively, where you're not like bogged down and saying, oh my gosh, I got too much and I'm reading. You know, I'd say save that to us as elected to focus on all the areas of communities and, you know, employment, you know, figure out, you know, a lot of folks come and they're like, well, how can people get better jobs and how can people get into housing? And so, you know, you pick your areas that you focus on. You know, legislators, they pick their committees that they want to work in and they want to focus in on for their constituents. So I would say do the same. When people always ask me, like, what do you do when the cameras and social media is turned off? And I'm like, there's no such thing, right? Like, I live in this space. Like, the cameras are always on. Social media is always on. And that I could put my phone down, but as fast as I put my phone down, something is going to happen. And so, you know, whether it's something that happens here locally or something that happens as an elected, I have to keep up with state, federal, and international policies and things that are going on, because those could impact us. When we think about, for me, you know, we are a tourist destination here in Orlando. So I need to make sure that there's not beef and drama with another country that comes there often. You know, when I think about the outlets and I think about shopping, I think the resilience, and actually in District 5, I have a large resilient population. So I want to, you know, I have to keep up with all levels of government, including international. So I know what's going on and I can, you know, I can address. I've got a huge, you know, Haitian population. So if something is going on in Haiti, I need to know, hey, you know, where do I need to be? Does everyone feel safe? And so I would say it really is no such thing as when the cameras and social media are off. I will say, because outside of being an elected official, I am a mom. So that is when the cameras and social media are off and when they're on too. But, you know, making sure that my 11-year-old has all of his needs are met. I'm proud to say my baby's going off to middle school. And, you know, that's the life outside of being an elected, and even being elected, making sure, you know, I take him to different activities and events with me so he can see, like, life in government, life in the world of an elected official. And he could see, you know, if I'm not around, I'm serving, and he could understand and get an understanding of, you know, the type of work that, you know, when asked the question recently, what's the hardest lesson success has taught you? And I think for me, it's everyone's not going to be happy with the end result of something. There's always going to be someone who doesn't like the way something was done. But I would say there's always going to be another event. There's always going to be another activity. And in this world of being an elected, continue to push for the positivity that's happening in and around our community and making sure that, you know, people's needs are met. That for me, people understand government, understand the role of government, understand how much work goes into getting up and creating policies, getting up and working with a team to create an event, you know, making it a success of an event, last minute things that have to change. When I think about Rolling Loud a couple of weeks ago, I think back to YB was supposed to be one of the headliners. Then you get hit with he's taking time for his own life. And it's like, oh my gosh, you have to make an adjustment. So, you know, life is always about adjustments and creating spaces and opportunities. The cameras are always on. Social media is always on. And I continue to serve with dignity and pride. I want to continue to, you know, address, you know, resident concerns on the air so folks know how to deal with different entities and different things that are going on. And recently I had a constituent reach out needing some housing rehabilitation. And I would say that is a big thing in our community, is making sure we preserve and we hold on to, you know, the aging population and making sure that their homes can be passed on, continue to be passed on from generation to generation. So at the city of Orlando, we do have a housing rehab program. And, you know, we're always taking applications. We go out, we do inspections, but we also have other, you know, nonprofit organizations that come in and they help, whether they're, you know, sometimes people just need windows replaced and sometimes people just need a roof replaced. And so, you know, we have a lot of nonprofits in our community who help with those. So I would say reach out. Was successful. We had a resident who reached out and, you know, it's important. I'm going to leave this with you all. Get to know your neighbors. So had a situation in the community, resident reached out. They were elderly and disabled, meaning they lived on a fixed income. Well, sadly, their neighbors didn't get to know them and know that they were elderly and disabled. They had a broken window. Somebody was riding by or some kid was playing or something and broke the front window. And rather than getting to know their neighbor, the resident reported the window broken. And I had to, you know, when you think about the way it works is when someone calls the code enforcement and reports an issue in their community, we have to work to address that issue. And so typically it starts with a notification saying from the government, which goes into policy, hey, we noticed that your X, Y, Z violates our policy. So, for example, if your roof is broke, if your roof is tiles are missing, that could be a violation. If your fence is broken and down, that could be a violation. If your grass is too high, that could be a violation. So code enforcement will come and say, hey, we noticed that this is not functioning. This doesn't work. You need to repair it. Typically, there's a timeline to be able to get it repaired. You know, we have a really good team that you can work with and they will say, I'm working on it, I'm raising the money, or, you know, this is taking a little bit longer than expected, please give me a little bit more time. Usually the staff will work with. This individual had a custom window, specialized windows, so reached out to a community partner, hey, need help, what do you have? And the organization did have funding and opportunities to repair the window. Well, we got into this like long situation because in the world of permitting, There's also some things you have to pull a permit for and some things you don't have to pull a permit for. Typically, replacement, if you're replacing with the exact same item, you don't have to pull a permit. But if you're changing, you do have to pull a permit. And so we got to a place in the space where we're like, okay, is this the right window? Is this the right size? But we, you know, we got through all of those hurdles. But this is an example of the community coming together, meeting the need. But again, what I took from it is we've got to do better as a community getting to know our neighbors. Because had the neighbor just went over and said, hey, do you need help with the window? You know, I think the community could have come together, but we were able to solve the problem. So again, when you have concerns, reach out and we will work through them. We will connect you with different partners who may be able to assist. I want to just thank all of the nonprofits that serve our community here in the city of Orlando. Recently, I attended Mental Health Association of Central Florida's luncheon. And, you know, there's just so many organizations that do great work. So I just want to take a moment to say thank you to all of the nonprofits in our communities that, you know, do great things and do great work. My door is always open to partnerships and working together to bring more people to the resources and the tools that are available to them. I would say for the residents and the businesses that are listening, reach out to my office and let's work together to really grow. I don't think that there is any issue too big or too small that we can't work together to address. Some things are a little bit easier than others, but I think working together with your government is important, especially on the local level, because, you know, you get an understanding of how things function. It allows me to look at policy and say, hey, we should change this policy or we should make this a little bit different. I am human just like you. I think that's the big piece that a lot of people miss. We work hard, at least most of us as elected officials, we work really hard to improve the quality of life. And to me and for me, that is my biggest motivation when I feel exhausted or discouraged. It's the lives that I am positively impacting. It's the students who are getting the scholarships to go to college. It's the students who had the youth who have safe spaces after school. It's the seniors who recently I was feeding and providing lunch to. It's the sidewalks that people can use. It's the functioning streets. It's the 911 calls that are answered and the police officers, firefighters, and paramedics who show up. It's the homeless intervention unit that comes when there's a mental health crisis and trying to resolve them as opposed to taking someone to jail. It's the homeless shelter that individuals can go to and the Christian service center that folks can go to in the daytime. These are the things that keep me motivated, is to know that there are programs, there are activities for all ages, you know, from pregnancy. We have, you know, community partners where we come together and host big community baby showers, and we host prenatal workshops and provide tools and resources literally, and I'm going to be honest, literally until a senior, where we're providing aging in place activities and centers, working together with partners like Innovage for day centers for our seniors. That's what continues to keep me motivated. It's the thank you text messages that I get. It's the I'm proud of you. Those are the things that keep me motivated. It's knowing that when I look at the crime statistics over the last 5 years and look at how we are together evolving as a community, how, you know, we're building neighborhood associations. And I'm going to just give some basic numbers. Since 2022 to 2025, violent crimes are down 20%. shootings are down 65%. In 2022, we had 160 shootings. In 2025, we had 56. So when we look at the work that is being done in this community, things are turning around. Homicides. We had 14 homicides in 2022 in the city of in District 5, not the city of in just District 5. We had 14 homicides. In 2025, we had one. Literally one. Burglaries are down. And so that's what I want to, you know, continue to highlight the good things that are happening in our communities. The shootings are down. Violent crime is down. Homicides are down. Burglaries are down. And we have to continue to work together to create the community that we want to see. Those are the things that keep me motivated, is to know that we're creating better communities. And, you know, we're not just, you know, it's not just a status quo. Things are getting better. The quality of life is improving. So, you know, for anyone listening, start working with your government. Yes, there's going to be things that we vote on that you may not agree with. But there's a bigger picture that I would say I would encourage you to speak with your local elected. Sometimes your passion and your drive may not even agree with where a community is going. But know that government, especially on the local level, because we live here, we want the best for our community. So instead of attacking your electeds, you know, on social media, which negative news travels faster than positive news, I would encourage you, partner with your local electeds, have consistent meetings, whether it's a virtual check-in, it's a text message check-in. Hey, how you doing today? Right? Those simple things mean the world in a place in this space where we've got elected to do what's best and what's right for our communities. I want to just say thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for continuing to motivate me. I want us to continue to work together to create the best city of Orlando ever. And I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From Rose podcast. Until next time.